Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Woo Wop Podcast. I'm your co-host, Trail Mix, and we back on it.
Yeah, it's your other co-host, Takeover Tell. Today, I'm motherfucking energized, Earl, you feel me? Energized, I feel refreshed. You know, thank y'all for the continued support. I seen a comment from one of y'all. I can't remember the name exactly. It's like Eron, Aaron, sorry about your name. We really appreciate the added comments that you're giving us, like I said, extra energy and fuel to keep giving y'all content and just working towards our shit. My bad, fans. I know that shit gonna be loud as shit, and we ain't starting that shit over.
What the hell is about you, man?
God damn. I know I sneeze hella loud. Yeah, I apologize for y'all ears. Yeah, I know that's been a lot of shit, but thank y'all for the continued support. I know it's we a small
what the fuck?
Or whatever. That shit was hella loud, huh? I know I sneeze now, bro. My bad. But, man, like I was saying, man, thank you for the comments, the listens, all that shit, man. It means a lot. It helped us know that we doing something right. Like I said, y'all be devoting y'all time that y'all can use elsewhere. Y'all be using it with us, so we appreciate that.
Yeah. Man, please don't forget to rate us.
Sure, you disappeared.
Well, it looks like we might be doing this episode over. I don't know where Trill at.
Thank you.
Hey, you can hear me?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you for a minute. I was like, oop, I thought this episode was over. But yeah, I got your name, man. It's at least the name. Aran Garsh. He said, always a laugh, comedy with heart. Not a big basketball fan, but you always entertain and come away inspired. I appreciate you for listening, especially since you ain't a big basketball fan. So, you know, we definitely got other content coming outside of basketball. We just got to get the pieces aligned.
Yeah.
Over this shit.
Got something cooking and brewing, man.
We come and take over everything.
Gonna be something positive, whatever, now. So,
yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, but shit, like I said, we very appreciative. Like I said, we didn't imagine, like, some people were like, y'all start a podcast, you only got 1,000 plays or something, something. Well, I did it, bitch. Or we did it, bitch. You ain't even did shit you want to do. Fuck you.
Wait. Okay.
Huh?
Wait, hold on. We ain't just gonna skate past. Nigga, somebody hating?
Nobody hate, but if you tell somebody you got a podcast, they're like, oh, that's all you got. You know how people do and shit. Like, oh, if you tell. You know, it's like this.
Hey, well, fuck them, because, hey, I'm proud of it. Hey, I'm proud of 1,000 plays. All right? Hey, look. Hey, I'm going to wear that to the fullest, because you feel me? Style Wild Trail out here. You hear me? You understand me? Okay? So let's stop playing, and let's get into this podcast, man.
Yeah, and we're going to probably we got some other shit to work out, too. We're going to at least give y'all one episode a week. Like I said, we dedicated to that.
We built that consistency, and we're going to honor that for y'all.
But we might be doing double, because I feel like a lot of shit been happening in the NBA. A lot of shit that we be
a lot
kind of, like, late, because shit, might as well get into it. Motherfucker, y'all had him fucked up. Wardell, we was talking about the last episode. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
What?
Wardell. You don't know who Wardell is?
Wardell.
Wardell Stephen Curry, motherfucker.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
You ain't knowing his name is Wardell. He really turned into Wardell on the court on the Blazers. I'm sorry, Dane. You are a dog and said we still love you too.
Hey, you love you, bud. Don't even worry about that. Hey, whoever made them fucking memes or whatever, bud. Hey, bud. Hey, cut all that shit out. Cut all that bullshit out, blood. Hey, you got motherfucking Curry holding motherfucking Lillard with as a baby. Man, fuck all that, blood. Hey, get Damon's fucking respect, man. We understand, Curry. Hey, we got chips. It's good. Hey, but don't be disrespecting that man like that. Hey, just go ahead. Hey, but you still got everybody. Y'all still got Curry fucked up.
Yeah, like you said, they ain't still a baller. Like, I was talking to somebody at my job about that shit. Like, oh, Steph Curry is just worlds a better Dame. Like, if you don't shut the fuck up, like, it's like apples and oranges. Like, people saying the comparison, it's different. Like, both of them are elite basketball talents, especially at the guard position, and all-time talents, whether y'all want to agree with it or not. Dame, all-time point guard. Man. However y'all or not, wins, finals appearance or not, like, motherfucker, that skill set is, I would say, damn near unrivaled, except for, obviously, young Wardell.
Right.
That's respectful.
For anybody that, for him to be on everybody's scout report to guard that motherfucker before he gets to
half court, man, y'all not understanding that shit. I don't think people understand. They watching that shit, and a lot of us don't get to watch the games, especially like damn near courtside. Like, motherfucking, that shit ain't easy, bro. Like, a real NBA 3 ain't easy. Motherfuckers used to, if they even playing basketball, used to shooting on like a regular ass court. That NBA shit different. Motherfuckers sidestepping, hitting half, damn near half court threes. Like, y'all gotta put some respect on like I said, Dame name, but this shit. Steph for sure, like, that shit, we even said it that last episode. Like I said, like, y'all being fucking dumb as fuck, bro, to be that disrespectful on that man name. Like, he ain't really get it in. Four games in, bro.
Man. Exactly, man. He really, and that, hold on, let me just say this. I want y'all to do so good, y'all. Like, yeah, for all the fans, I want the Warriors to do so good. But for the most part, like, I'm an NBA fan, okay? Yeah. Okay? But
you ain't an NBA fan. You a basketball fan.
I'm a basketball fan.
The NBA fans be tripping and shit.
Yeah,
like,
I watch kids basketball all the way to high school, college, everything. So,
yeah, if that's what we be on.
You made me get all the hoops.
We ain't just stick to that regular shit.
What was I just on?
You said you were saying you was an NBA fan, but motherfucker, I told you you was an actual basketball fan because NBA fans be.
But what were we just talking about?
What the fuck I just said?
Okay.
And back.
We'll continue.
That's it. So yeah, let's get on to Steph Curry. What was it last Saturday? I believe he ended up dropping that 62. He got a higher career high than Clay. Can I both say, I think it's a Warriors high, but Wilt Chamberlain played for the Philadelphia Warriors before they ended up transferring to the
San Francisco
Warriors. Rest in peace, the Big Dipper. If you ain't want to learn a little bit about Wilt Chamberlain, go ahead and check out our episode about Wilt and Bill Russell. NBA legends.
Right. And I'm back on that rant real quick. Hey, this is what I want. I really want the Warriors to win. But hey, for Kelly Oubre, Wiggins, because you even said this shit out of your own mouth, quit being in awe with this nigga. You own this team. Y'all trying to win. Y'all can't stand around and just watch Kirby do his thing or whatever. Even though we appreciate it, hey, Kirby, keep doing your thing. Hey, but when he trying to pass to you, Oubre, keep your eyes open. Damn, you seen that behind-the-back pass he did, and he just hit that motherfucker in the face? He didn't even know that shit was coming. Bro. I said, goddamn, if you don't even understand how Kirby plays, like, he always do that. He always dribble off. He always dribble off a screen or something, and then give it right back to you on behind the back pass. What the hell is you doing? Like, come on, man. We gotta get this shit in order. But I'm proud. I'm proud of Curry to let motherfuckers know that he's still out here. That y'all need to put some respect on his name. Shit, we're fucking with him. Just remember. Just remember, y'all. Just remember. He start hitting all them threes and shit. Then, you know, he get the gyrating, you know, doing all that white shit, whatever. And then, you know, that's just that white side coming out, whatever. This good.
He ain't did none of that shit. You be doing stupid shit. But, yeah, it was last Saturday. I was watching the game with that shit. I was like, all right, they doing good. Ooh. I think I had seen up to like the third quarter, and I think he was up to like 4-5. I was yelling at the TV, like, talk to him, Steph. Like, you ass motherfuckers. And I wasn't talking about the Blazers. I'm talking about everybody else making videos and shit. Because it was fucking 5 games in or some shit. Oh, man, the Warriors done. Steph Curry trash. Steve Kerr is a horrible coach. Ooh. Like, motherfuckers got to make adjustments. Like I said in that episode, they going from a older, veteran, mature team with a lot of basketball IQ and experience to a young, like, athletic team that's still trying to figure out who they is in the league. Like, people be like, well, Kelly Oubre's been there a little bit, and Andrew Wiggins was woo. But, man, they from different cultures, man. It's a different expectation. Like, Kelly Oubre was fucking around in D.C. and shit, and they was cool as shit. Like, shout out to John Wall, probably Bill. We're going to get your brother Bill and John Wall. But he was dealing with them, but it's a different nature. And the same thing with Wiggins. He was just in Minnesota just taking ass whoopings, except for that 1 year Jimmy Burner got him back up. You feel? Shout out to Jimmy Burner. Those are the right type of nuances in the game that they was dealing with, man. It's not like you think this. And then shit, motherfucker, even shout out to Draymond. Draymond came back and was affected. Motherfuckers to talk about the stats, which the stats ain't, they ain't never really been like hella gaudy, but motherfucking meaning like hella packed with different numbers and shit, but shit, he has an effect on the game. He's not, he's communicated on the defensive end, telling people where to rotate. He's provided motherfucking passionate speeches for players and shit, getting their mind right. Shit like that matters for some people. When you know you got somebody on your team that's gonna go the extra mile, go crazy, throw it out, lay out, like they said, for the basketball, defend the best player on the team, like that shit empowers you. So some of that shit, that's why the Warriors are doing better. And Steph probably needed Draymond too. It's like they got a synergy and a chemistry that they can't, nobody can replicate. That they've been playing for shit better part of the decade. And not only just playing, motherfucking being a dynasty, winning shit in a historic fashion. So shit, a lot of that shit was, we mentioned before, like that shit was going to change. But it just get hella annoying to hear people like just disrespect and disregard Stephen Curry, not just because he a Golden State Warrior, because he's a motherfucking basketball pierce, man. And I'd be hating when y'all be disrespectful and shit. But I get it, people need clicks and shit, but it still be some stupid ass shit being done.
Right.
But shit, the Warriors back on track. Steph is still, it's gonna still be some ups and downs. I'm happy Steve Kerr made some adjustments though, because some of that shit he was doing the first couple games was not about to cut it. Shit was gonna be, he made some adjustments and got shit popping, man.
Okay.
Right now, I think the Warriors, my bad, Trey, 5-4. They in the 7th seed. I think that's where I had put them around and shit. But shit gonna be changing. Most teams only play 10 games. It's a 72-game season, and yeah, shit gonna be rocking.
Right, right, man. And shit gonna still gonna be rocking. I still got a good feeling about them getting to the playoffs, and I hope they do get to the playoffs.
Yeah, when Steph go off, that's Wardell playing. That's his real name. Go look it up, Wardell Steph. Go crazy, that's that Wardell in him. That's gangster.
Wardell. I didn't even know that. You just put me on game. Yeah, man, that's another thing. We are here to enlighten you on a couple of things too, yeah, here on the podcast. But let's get to this next one, man. I'm going to talk about my man's Bradley Beal. I said,
did you say 60 again?
He had 60 goddamn points, y'all.
A big 60, but a loss too, though.
A loss.
I would be throwing everything in the locker, like, God damn it, I'm talking about 60.
Yeah, I'm talking about 60. He pulling up too.
I said 60.
All his shit was looking pretty as hell.
He looked like, he said he couldn't out. It might be blasphemy. You know, I like being baffled. Motherfucker was looking a little bit better than Ray Allen. I don't know, man. He was giving him all.
Cool.
I know. He was looking slightly better, man. Shout out to Ray Allen. Motherfuckers be like, no, Ray Allen wasn't even on, bro. Like, motherfuckers got to look at that young Ray Allen.
Oh, yeah, because I was about to say, Milwaukee, yeah, when he was Milwaukee Buck. Yeah, he was different.
Me saying that is kind of hard for saying that shit. Like,
that was when hell, that's when Ray Allen was bopping on motherfuckers.
He bopped on T-Mac. I was sad about that shit.
Oh, hell no. I was sad about that.
Put your team back. Why you do that, cuz?
Yeah. Hey, I don't know why this just popped in my head, but you know what? If y'all made it this far in the podcast, I'm going to give y'all a little tidbit. Go ahead and go on Google. This is what my brother already gave me. They got a free locker code to get a pink diamond iris, and y'all. No, go ahead and get
it's
it.
It's too late. If they go by nails only for a week, I'm sorry. It's a week done. But if you want to get locker codes on some 2K shit, follow the official My Team Twitter and shit. They'll be giving out the codes and shit. But,
Or you could just tap into us, and then we gonna tell you the locker code of that week.
Back, man, you gotta play too, so I can whoop your ass again.
Woo wop.
Yeah, man. Woo wop.
Draft him.
That video gonna come up, fans. We gonna have a YouTube channel about gaming. It's gonna be up there. That's gonna be the intro. Me dropping trill.
Shut up.
Yeah, Bradley Bill put up a big 60 the other day. I was fucked up. He had 57 going in the third quarter, and I didn't get to see the score because I was at work at that time. I'm like, damn, he ain't even gonna get his 60 because I know they whooping their ass. He got 57. Nope. He getting his ass whooped. That man was like, the Sixers was a playing one, bro. I would be, you know how fucking mad I'd be, like, bro, like dropping 60, and I still lost by damn near 10, bro. I was like, what else did I do? Go for 70?
That's what you had to do, nigga, to win the game.
I mean, Devin Booker with that one game with the he played against the Celtics. He had 70 and they still lost.
I know. Damn. Bruh. Damn.
I think Bradley Beal had one of the top 5 or 10 points scored and didn't win. Like, the shit like that, sad, bro. Like, you in history books on some fuck shit.
Yeah, that is sad, nigga. Now that I think about it, you just scored all them points for nothing.
Yeah, man. I mean, ain't for nothing. That's great to have on you, but motherfuckers be playing to win, bro. I don't give a fuck. That's it. Most NBA players said, like, man, fuck that 60 or whatever, man. I was trying to win, bro.
Why?
I would have gladly scored 30 and won by 10, bro. Like, fuck the 60. Niggas got out. We lost, bro. And I did all this and lost.
Right.
It's like, I'm doing everything.
I'm tired.
I'm doing everything right. Everything in my powers. And it still doesn't motherfucking work. It's like that Tyrese motherfucking meme. What more do you want from me? My bad, Bradley Bill. We really fuck with you. I've been fucking with you for a good bit, bro. What I see you in Florida to do your thing. But damn, bro, I know this is suck. And they is currently tied with the Detroit Pistons, the worst team in the East, 2-8. Like, although I put them in the playoffs, I'm still not hopping off the shit, man. They, him and Westbrook can still get some shit popping, or they.
Yeah, they still trying to figure some shit out.
They not letting Bradley Beal leave with Washington, bro. He have to, like, I don't even think he want to leave Washington, but it's like, bro, what the fuck? But, like, it's still early in the team season. Like, some teams, they are. Some of the shit going on with them, like, they are who they are. Like, I'm going to believe it. Like I said, Minnesota was going to be trash. They trash. Shout out to Aunt Edwards. She looking pretty cheap. They in the wrong conference to be, like, trying to have a team like that. Shit, really real.
Man.
Bradley Bill, that 60 was gangster, though. But I know you was hot as shit.
Hot, hot.
Yeah.
Man, that motherfucker was hot.
Bro, because I'm looking at the... It said, Bradley Bill has 57 to three quarters. And I was like, oh, yeah, they must be dogging whoever, bro. No, he's still playing. And he only ended up finishing with that 60. Like, motherfuckers thought he was going for 70 the way it was going. He only ended up getting X3. But like I said, 60 is still gangster, though. But that's it, it's sad.
Right. Trying to figure out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a trade. They've been trying to trade Bradley Beal for a minute. But I'm pretty sure after that loss, there's probably hella articles created and all type of shit. People send them DMs like, bro, you dropped 16, you lost. Like, you got to leave, bro. I'd probably turn off my phone. I'd be hella angry. Like, hey, what? Talk to daddy, you motherfuckers, bro.
I'd probably grab a stat sheet. Like, you had 8? Fucking you couldn't give me 10? You had 6? You couldn't give me 7? One more point? Because I think they lost by like 8 to 10. So, but I'd be that motherfucker.
Damn.
Should it be really real the locker room would be.
Yeah, man. So, man, I'm going to go ahead and get into this next one, man. My boys coming with that number 3 pick, LaMelo Ball, the youngest.
I knew you couldn't wait to talk about Melo.
Man, you know I couldn't wait, boy. He the youngest out here to do a triple-double, man.
Could have been.
Only took him, what, 100 and something games?
No, I said he was. What? They didn't even play 100 games. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm tripping.
You think about the days. He was like 19 years old and 100 and something days. I think Luke.
Yeah, the days. The days.
Like 18 and like 360 something. Luka was the youngest, I think. Or was it Kel? I don't know, bro. But it's been he the youngest to get the triple-double popping. Like, shit, go ahead. Get your LaMelo shit off. Take over.
But, hey, look. Hey, I don't know what the fuck that was with that. I don't even know what that motherfucking name. I had his name just a little while ago. But you push LaMelo. Hey, we ain't going for that shit, all right? Hey, look. I'm going to go over there and slap. Me, personally, I ain't going to slap you because you big as shit. But look, don't be pushing no Melo, blood. You got us fucked up out here, all right? Because he was just out there trying to do his thing, have a good old time. You over here pushing him for no reason. What the fuck was the reason?
Was it Biombo?
Huh? I don't know if it was. It was the black-ass motherfucker.
Biombo on this team, I think I heard about that.
Yeah, he pushed the shit out of him. He was trying to give him a high five or something. He just said, nigga, get the fuck off me. I was like, what the fuck? What happened? What just happened? And I don't know if it was just because he was trying to get the triple-double or what. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? Let him shine, man. That's young Melo out there, man. Young Melo. Quit hating.
Looking nice, though. I work on missing him as a rookie to look out for. Yeah, he been looking nice.
Of course he been looking nice. He been looking more than nice, man. Shit. They sitting on 5-5 right now. They 500.
They sitting on 5-5 right now. That's a little funny. So, oh yeah, they the AFC. They technically in the playoff hunt and shit. In the East, like I said, we in the East, a lot of shit might be surprising for people. Like in the West, we already know what's popping. Like in the East, I think we said it during a preview. Like shit might surprise you. Some motherfuckers might not get up in there and all that shit. It's motherfucking them damn Raptors. God damn, blood. Tampa Raptors, Toronto Raptors. I know y'all not at y'all in Tampa, but they calling y'all Toronto. Like, bro, y'all look at me, make me look bad, bro. What y'all doing, bro?
What?
They damn near the wackest team in the East. They 13th. They 2-6, bro.
2-6, yeah. I was just about to say that, but they won that one on Sacramento, 144-123.
Red Sacramento, and Sacramento got shit going on with De'Aaron Fox and Marcus. It's gonna be Marvin Bagley daddies. Them niggas.
Yeah, they 4-5 right now. They moving.
Yeah, them niggas daddies are arguing this shit. So Sacramento, you beating the Sacramento ain't what it is. So they got turmoil going on. It is sad because Sacramento, like I said, one of my favorite teams growing up when the Warriors wasn't in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, that show because he said he tweeted out or something, trade his son.
Yeah, and then De'Aaron Fox was like, yeah, trade his bitch ass. I add the bitch.
Hey,
he didn't say that shit. I just added that.
Oh, I'm about to say it.
That's some shit I always said, like, get that bitch ass motherfucker out of here, then. Get your bitch ass, your whole ass, your whack
get ass. Your bitch ass out of here, man.
Yeah, so yeah, the Sacramento is like, so speaking of Sacramento, fucking Phoenix is up right now. Sorry, fans, we've been moving around and shit because it's like a lot of shit going on, and this is how we like to talk anyway. We like to have a little bit more freedom. Fucking Phoenix is going crazy, doing a whole lot of shit early season. They is the first seed in the West, tied with the Lakers, actually.
But goddamn it, Phoenix, if y'all would have snatched Tyrese Halliburton from the Kings to that boy doing his thing, man. I seen a highlight video on Tyrese Halliburton. You seen some Tyrese Halliburton footage yet, Trill?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You need to go look at this shit. That motherfucker was cold. Remember when I told you, like, I was like, man, Phoenix, y'all had a perfect opportunity because bruh kept falling. And I'm like, bro, Chris Paul, y'all saw what he did with Shai Gilgeous, another 6'6 guard, bro, to learn from Chris Paul, like y'all playing, bro. But I think he about like 12-4-4, something like that, shooting damn near like 50 from the field and like 45 or 40 something from the three, like bro going crazy.
Bro,
he could have been the guard of the future for the Suns, but the Suns still putting numbers up, doing their thing, bro. Crazy, bro.
Also, who I want to talk about, man, I want to talk about them Brooklyn Nets. They 5-5. I ain't gonna lie, they ain't having the impact that I thought that they was gonna have this early in the season. But they didn't lost to Memphis. They ain't even got Ja there.
They ain't got Ja there or Jaren Jackson and some other people off. Like,
yeah, man. Like, and then we gotta talk about them missing those two,
the shots.
Them two big shots at the end. What the hell going on? They gotta get their rhythm back or something, man. That ain't no excuse for Kyrie. Kyrie should have hit that shit.
Both of them technically hit that shit. That move Kyrie gave, bro, was cold though. That was a cold.
Exactly. Woo, that would have been clean. Oh, I was excited with that move.
Bro, I would have walked up.
Dang.
If I was guarding him, I would have walked up the court. Like, I don't even want to play no more. How he do that?
Like, man, bro, like, what the hell going on, man? I know he was slithering, slathering. He almost had, but why he didn't? Then this one, KD, his big ass come on. It did look like looked like his fucking rim. He was already at the fucking rim. Shooting that damn long ass arm, just nigga, bloop, nigga, that's all you had to do.
Pretty much, he missed that shit. And then everybody went crazy. They brought up that clip when Kyrie said, I trust. This is the first time on a team with somebody that can hit.
I trust. That's karma for your ass. Man, right
it
here.
Is what it is. I'm gonna say what the fuck I want to say. If I'm Kyrie too, it happened. It was funny though because LeBron had hit like it was a different situation. I think LeBron and them team. I mean, the Lakers is already up at that point, and LeBron just hit a shot to like ice the game or whatever you want to say, like push them ahead. Really, and people like, see, look, LeBron hit a shot. It's two different. Stop playing with me. Like, that's why I don't be saying I'm an NBA fan, because NBA fans be really like, motherfuckers really be loving them players. Like,
yeah, like I got what Kyrie has said, though.
He said some little, that shit was kind of like,
no, because at the end of the game, LeBron kind of tends to pass the ball
to make the best basketball play.
He tends to make the best basketball play. Compared to KD, he wants that ball at the end of the game, and he gonna make sure
KD taking a shot over like four people. I understand because y'all bastards too little and he too skilled. It don't matter who you got on him. Because I done seen him shoot over AD, and I thought AD was the best person to get him. And I done seen him give AD the business. I was like, nobody else can stop him. Then like people, one, but if he can get the shot off over AD, like. He getting the shot over everybody. If he missed the shot, he missed the shot, not your defense, bro. No disrespect to any of the NBA players that defend better than I probably can fathomly.
They know.
I know all that Kawhi stopped him and shit is all type of shit. I get it, but bro, really 7 foot, it don't matter. Like, y'all done.
Exactly. He out here 7 foot. But really out here with a woo-wop.
There's a lot of shit happened. I think KD had to be out because of the COVID tracing, whatever the hell that shit called. Like, so shit been happening. Kyrie had a couple of games off because of personal reasons. And then people don't understand, like,
how like losing a piece like Spencer Dinwiddie can affect them. It's not only from a game plan situation, how rotations are changing, like they gotta figure out some other shit. And then he might have been great for the locker room or just great on the court. Like we don't know what he do for them like that. Something you gotta right. take into account. Like they definitely gonna make the playoffs. Just don't get it fucked up. Like Kevin's still been looking good. Like Kyrie been looking like somebody. I think motherfuckers be listening to us, but I'm playing. Somebody stole my. I'm like, man, I've been saying that shit. Kyrie looking like he back in his 2016 finals bag. Somebody was like, man, he's in his 2016. I'm like, bro, y'all stealing our shit already.
Wait a minute, what?
Who said that shit? But you know, I've been saying that shit since damn near preseason. I'm like, no, he's scaring the fuck out of me. I'm having a flashback to 2016 finals, man. But I heard somebody on ESPN said that shit. Somebody might have said it on Twitter too. Like, it ain't like a crazy. Yeah, but shit, it ain't really shit to say. Like, I ain't worried about Brooklyn next. They're going to adjust. Some shit going to happen. They probably get somebody else to step in and do the Spencer Dinwiddie role. Maybe not to his level, but going to do it. As a matter of fact, Spencer Dinwiddie, I fuck with you, get back speedy recovery, but you got to work on your defense because I was using you on 2K21 and Trae Young was kicking your ass. I couldn't guard. He was cooking the shit out of you. Step back, you sliding through, doing that little shit. I was like, fuck it. Spencer Dinwiddie, he was scoring on him, but Trae Young was scoring back on you and doing farther three-point shots and shit. I was like, man, it's some whole shit.
Yeah, man. They shout out to 2K because they just came out with that first Galaxy Opal card of the Jimmy Butler. He out right now, man. Then you can play for some – get to that 40 prize right there to get that that got 98
Stop
Galaxy
it.
Opal.
Stop Kawhi it. They ain't giving them no more shit. They ain't paying us shit. They ain't giving us no free MT or VC, man. 2K, holla at us. We'll keep shutting you out, but you ain't going to get no more fucking free plug from us. Fuck that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What's this? And you want to talk about Brooklyn Nets, motherfucker? What's up? We looking kind of crazy, too. The Miami Heat only 4-4.
Ooh, shit.
They both like, it's maybe them is probably expected because they still probably like trying to take it easy, too, because they like the Lakers. What's it? The Lakers rocking and rolling.
Yeah, they 73.
Miami, it's like, I'm going to say we fell into the hype, but when we see somebody do something, I give them the utmost respect. Like, man, they was just there. They can get back to it. And it's not like I said, it ain't like hella far away. It's not fucking April where the season damn near about to be over and out of the playoff picture. Like, it's going to be crazy, bro. Like, it's going to be some shakeup and mixing and moving. Because I don't know, man. Like I said, though, shit ain't over, man. Like, some of this shit, you can start thinking, like, you can believe it. Like, I'm starting to believe, like, the Raptors might be done. Like, that shit's Pascal Siakam looking mad, fucking man's looking trash, eh? That's what they would say, kid, I think. I don't know. Man's a waste man, eh? Yeah, I heard Drake say that shit. Shout out to Drake. He's a waste man, eh? Oh no, and obviously Kyle Lowry older, big Fred Van Vliet ain't looking like Red Dead Fred. He just looking like, he ain't even look like Steady Freddy no more. He looking like Freddy Krueger, looking like a nightmare, man, on Maple Street. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just, come on, man. It's the start of the season. But I like some of the shit that been happening though in this season, like shit. Especially with teams. I gotta do an apology, Trill. You can probably tune in. You gonna apologize with me or no? Yeah, I'm gonna apologize to the Cleveland Cavaliers because they got a 5-5 record. I called y'all a trash ass team. Like, we ain't even gonna talk about them. They trash. I disrespected y'all. No, I think that was Trill. You kind of was more disrespectful about Cleveland than I was. I don't remember.
What you talk about that glorified D-League team?
Okay, yeah. I fuck with sexy too.
And
then I was like, Kevin Love do his thing. Get healthy, Kevin Love. We want to see you ball out. Motherfuckers don't even remember you play basketball, bro. Like, we just see you doing like Dunkery Jean commercials and Wrangler Jean commercials. What the fuck you doing, Kevin Love? We need you back on the court. And then Drummond, we was like, yeah, Drummond. And they got Kevin Porter. I don't even know if he playing yet. He an offensive talent. Then they got young bro Isaac Crowe, but it's mainly Sex Land going crazy. That's Colin Sexton and Darius Garland going crazy for them. I think Colin Sexton about 26 points on some real shit right now, bro. 26 points for gang getting it in on some real shit. I seen a video the other day. I'm like, damn. Motherfuckers didn't expect that. He lightweight. Because I think he came out the same year De'Aaron Fox and Alonzo Ball came out and shit. And Markelle Fultz, he lightweight looking like the best guard that year now, bro. On some real shit.
Well, shit, he been that man. He been that man. Man, okay. I remember I just very vividly as Saxton Sexton when he was on the free throw line. I don't even know if it was a high school game or whatever.
And his face is sitting, and then he got down, looked right at his face. I know.
Look right at him. He didn't say nothing. He was about his whole business, too. He's like,
that's a gangster. He ain't fuck around. All right, my bad. Colin Sexton. About the same year going down. This is third year, but he came out the year after. But he going crazy though. 25 points, 53 from the field, 52% from three. God damn! God damn! He's going.
He's going.
He a two guard for real. Motherfuckers want him to be a point guard, but shit, he a two guard. Like, his numbers is looking crazy. Like, my bad, Colin Sexton, bro. He even came out, he started off good. Like, it's for real. Like, he's just been, I guess, because being in Cleveland and you ain't got LeBron, which he's been doing good, bro. I knew he put up 20 last year, but I didn't know the numbers was that good. But shit, Colin Sexton looking like he got shit popping to Cleveland. Shout out to Cleveland. I know I done said a lot of shit about y'all, which y'all did and shit, because y'all been acting crazy about that championship, but I get it. Y'all got some promising talent in there. Damn near, he a damn near all-star talent to me. Damn near putting up numbers like that. They probably like, somebody has to shoot the ball, but bro, he's shooting 52%, bro. The fuck you talking about? One, bro.
Two.
Nobody thought he was going to shoot like that. Stop playing with
nobody.
You ain't got no apology, True.
Oh yeah, I apologize, man. Oh. I apologize. What's
five? They ain't like the sixth seed or something right now, I think.
Yeah.
Seven.
I'm kind of. You know what? Yeah, I apologize, man. You know what? I'm still messing with Sexton because I'm still giving it up to you, man.
Whoa. You just said what? I'm still fucking with Colin Sexton. I'm gonna give it up to you.
What you mean? You just said
I'm fucking with Colin Sexton. I'm gonna give it up to you. You did that fuck shit to me when I was talking about Malachi Flynn. I didn't even get to finish what I'm saying. What you just said was way worse. I'm fucking with Colin Sexton. I'm gonna give it up to you.
I think you just went too much into that, man.
All right, bro. When I play this shit back, I'm gonna send you the clip, or you gonna listen to it. You gonna call me back and be like, "Oh yeah, that was wild."
Oh,
you gotta watch how you be saying six. A nigga name is Sexton, and then you're gonna be like, "Give it up to you."
What? That's
you can't
name.
Say you don't give it up to him. You can say, "I salute you." The fuck?
All right, I salute him, man. Hey, I apologize, Cleveland. Shit, let's move on. Shit.
And then another 10. I said I was fucking with that guard, and he going crazy. The New York Knicks, they 5-4. They over. 500 for as many moons in a long time. Like, it's got to start somewhere. Like, we said about a podcast, we got to start somewhere. The Knicks got to start somewhere, too.
Right, man. I'm glad that they out there wearing that orange and blue, man, doing the proud.
Yeah.
Hope y'all continue this shit, man. Don't fall off. I hope y'all just don't get y'all. I hope this ain't just a stride for the moment. And y'all can just keep it going. You feel me?
Yeah, they gotta create a culture somewhere. Shit gotta get rocking. But shit, I told you that. Well, he ain't got the greatest number, but Emmanuel Quickly, like I said, I like bruh jump, bro. I was like, he got it on him. I was like, it looked like he can let that bitch fly. You feel me? Got the numbers, right. But I didn't hear people speak about him. They saying like he just got an effective energy. He just does a lot of shit like that matters for, like I said, some players and team, like they need that shit. You need somebody to come in and just gonna be like, man, fuck that shit. We gonna take out all these pussy ass motherfuckers, dog. And he's like, yeah, we is. He's like, no, I'm for sure, bro.
Yeah, we here. Yeah,
bro, we just gonna take all them out. Whatever, however you need to get hyped up, like motherfuckers like that really matters, man.
Yeah, man.
And then said, you talking about somebody else going crazy. Julius Randle, man. Like, it's like,
I'm proud of him. Like, we seen glimpses of him when he was a Lakers.
New Orleans,
in New Orleans. But now he's shining. He racking up, man. I'm proud of you, man. Keep doing your thing.
Big Julius out there handling this shit. Julius Randle with the handle.
Hey, yeah, man. Don't even forget, remember? He had lost all that weight and shit. They was questioning him about if he wanted to be a basketball player or some bullshit. But now look at him. Now look at him.
He out there getting the shit together. And even shit, his first year, I forgot about that shit. He broke his leg or some shit. Remember that shit?
Hmm?
Yeah, first game, bro, he was like a couple minutes in and broke his leg or some shit, bro. I don't remember. But that first year, man. Broke his leg and shit. And having to play on the Lakers is a whole lot of motherfucking pressure to play for that franchise, man. I don't think a lot of people that, understand that shit, especially since it's like it's obvious that LaMelo is, I'm going backward a little bit, is better than Lonzo, but shit. LaMelo also had a whole lot of liberties that Zoe didn't. And Zoe was the number two pick in that draft, bruh. Went to the Lakers. Magic Johnson picked you and said you was going to break my records and you was going to be better than me. Y'all don't think y'all understand how much fucking pressure that is on a player. Jason Kidd. Like, I don't think y'all understanding that shit. People making stupid-ass YouTube videos. Yeah, you Mike Corzine, but talking about Steph Curry with a 40-inch vertical. Like, people was all on Lonzo's dick and this shit. LeVar was out there going crazy. That's my boy. He can do it all. You put him in any team, he going straight to the finals. Big Baller Brand never lost. Like, a whole lot of shit like Zoe, like, playing for the left.
Hey, man, I don't know. You trying to... Shit, I'll be right along with you,
boosting
shit up.
Yeah, I ain't mad at him either, shit. But I'm saying, like, people like, yo, yeah, man, it's easy that Melo's easier, better player. But shit, I don't think shit. Zoe had the same liberties. He had to play for the Lakers, deal with hell shit. He went from being a part of a rebuilding team in his first year to second year playing with arguably the greatest player of all time. And now y'all got a championship after racing. That ain't an easy adjustment. That's like getting your world flipped upside down, bro. Shit like that, you got to take shit like that into consideration. And then sometimes, like with Julius Randle playing on the Lakers, like they rebuilding this shit, people not happy, coaches not agreeing with you, what you're trying to do in your play style, and then shit. He just been in the league for 6 years. Like, this is sometimes when a lot of shit clicks for players. Like, bro, some people need their time.
Yeah, man. And that's y'all talk about that, too, because they had finally played each other. I think it was, yesterday or the day before? Yeah, man. And I ain't going to lie. Melo was looking a lot better than Lonzo. It looked like Lonzo was out there struggling. I don't know what the fuck was going on. None of his shots was falling. Yeah. He wasn't really, I don't know what was going on, but Melo was just looking like Melo. Like, let me just do this.
I think Zone is one of the people we just mentioned. Like, some people need somebody to put that battery in them back. Like, as soon as LaMelo ain't never changed since the first time you seen him to now, this motherfucker just smiling, chilling, being hella saucy, bro. Like, that's just his personality. He just
feel
like he a winner, or even when he losing, he's still up on you hoes. Like, you feel me? Like, that's him. Zoe's just hella reserved and shit, chill and shit. He probably need Jello with him or somebody to be with the battery in his back. That's how I'm feeling. Like you said, Melo over there just moving, just having a hell of a time. He like, man, I'm in the league, I'm chilling in this bitch. What you say? Oh, I still dropped a dime though.
Yeah, that's exactly. Hey, that's exactly how that nigga is. He was like, man, yo, shit, nigga, I'm here, blood, y'all niggas, y'all already know, nigga, we up. Nigga, we up.
That motherfucker like, man, bro, we ain't got shit proper. What you mean, ain't shit proper? Let's go move. Let's take this, bro. Let's go get some shit moving, bro. That shit moving. No, we got something moving. Let's get it on, man. We good. Let's have some fun. Let's fuck with it. That's how Melo moving, because everybody on the team be talking about him like that and be hella hype, like, oh man, Melo over here, we about to get it in. It's like when you see your favorite, what people be saying, when your favorite coworker don't come into work, you be like, oh man, he ain't there. You see your favorite coworker coming to work, they're like, oh, bro, here, it's going to be a fun-ass night. Yeah. Like that shit, or even in school shit. That's it. Yeah, so he got definitely got impact on how the team been moving forwardly, and it's how I don't know how he got on the Hornets, but I like how we be moving when we don't got no structure. It's way more fun than, man, Gordon Hayward, bro. Whoa. No. Gordon Hayward, is he back, bro?
I think so. He looking like it, because he out there still doing his thing.
He dropped
too.
His career high at 44 the other day.
Yeah, but he looked fluent too.
Fluid, strong, confident.
Look like them legs is back.
Man, shit, he broke his fucking ankle. Like, man, he dislocated. I seen that shit. I keep saying that shit every time somebody bring it up. Like, I watching that game, because I was excited. Oh, shit, it's Cleveland versus Boston, Kyrie versus Brown. Let's see what happened.
Yeah, I seen that shit too. That shit was. Oh,
did that shit.
God.
I jumped over the couch, bro. I ain't never jumped that quick. I was like, oh! And jumped over that motherfucker. Oh, I was tripping, bro. So, shit, that was in what, 2017? So, the shit, that ain't that long ago. Like, it takes a while. People be like, man, why you ain't big, kid, bro? His leg turned into a hockey stick or an upper L, bro. Man. Like, yo. I know people got ankles. Try to move your ankle to the left a little bit. You'll probably at best get your shit to do maybe like a 30 degree. His ankle went 90 degrees, bro. That is not supposed to happen. His shit shifted, bro. It was like, and then shit, I think it was his left foot, and I'm pretty sure, like, if it was, hopefully, if it was right foot, he fucked off. Because if you're a right hand player, your left foot is reported to you. Yeah, I'm getting confused. Yeah, bro. So shit, give him his time. Yeah, it was 2018, bro. It's really only been 3 years. People was like, oh, you had a whole season. You came back 2019. Yeah, then no. I think this was the right timeline for him, man. People were just being very ridiculous about young Hayward, and he only 30. So shit. Jordan looked like he did the right thing giving him that deal, because he giving him veteran presence, a winning attitude, a great skill set. Looking like the best Gordon Hayward we've seen, bro. So real shit, I'm looking at his stats from 2017 when he was an all-star, and then right now, pretty damn comparable. I know it's early in the season, but shit, he doing his thing, though.
Right. He is doing his thing, and I'm proud of him. At first, I was like, man, what the fuck? But now, shit, you deserve everything.
What the fuck is
pick,
up with
bro.
That, though? But now it makes sense. Like, Jordan, you did it. Like, we over here, like, we sat down and said, we flying around. I don't think we missing nothing major as far as shit going on. Shout out to Terry Rozier. Terry Rozier holding it down, too. He back on the scary Terry shit, bro. He done dunked on Durant. He dunked shit on somebody. In Atlanta, he caught Cam Reddish with a woo-wop and then bopped. He woo-wop bopped. Y'all ain't know about the woo-wop bop. That's from the upper echelon hoopers. He bop.
Oh, the woo-wop
bop. Buddy.
Shit, man. Hey, man. He might be up for that woo-wop bop award.
Hey, don't be talking about shit they ain't supposed to know.
Okay.
On the Marcus Houston immature shit. Keep it on the low.
Oh, nigga, that was IMX.
Oh, you right, guy?
That was IMX, nigga. Hey, you talking to the right one now? Hey, you talking to the right one? Hey, I'm on my RV shit. Hey, I'm on my RV shit,
you know,
boy.
But I ain't know, you know. If you know, you know.
Keep
it on the low.
Hey, I'm about to pop that on as soon as we get off this shit, boy.
But, T-Rose, you're handing out 20 points, man.
he ain't really got assists like that. He got Graham and keep your head up, Devontae Graham. I know they calling for your head and shit, but just stay the course, bro. And Lonzo Ball, even Gordon Hayward, Terry Rozier just got that clip on him. He busting 47 from the field, 44 from the three. He getting on y'all heads, bro.
Hey, but I'm still thinking about Iron Max, man. Hey, they had some.
Oh, hits. Immature with Kill. Why we do my thing now? Watch me do my thing now. Everybody,
yeah, it
was
man.
Just as Evelyn Good Burger, it was had the bars. Oh, Wagga Duga, Wooga Wooga Wooga, some shit like that. It was fire though.
Yeah.
Nah, I can't. Y'all know about them knocks, man.
Man. Get back to it, man.
Yeah, motherfuckers. Salute. The Charlotte just looking cool. And then they jerseys clean, too. Like, it's just knocking. People was calling like, why would you take LaMelo and you have Rozier and Graham for this? Motherfucking Melo bringing the sauce. Everybody feeling super saucy out there. They triple S team. Super saucy squad, bro. I got tongue tied. They's the super saucy squad right now, man. They get.
They the super saucy squad. Clean as fuck.
They balling and shit, man. Dunking on motherfuckers.
Throwing all type of dogs.
Getting it in, bro. I'm gonna have to get me a Hornets ball jersey, man, or a Hornets.
No. That's what we gonna do for the woo wopping ears, man. Woo woppies, man. We gonna make us that right there, that jersey. But it's gonna be the super saucy squad, nigga. On blasted on there, woo wop edition.
When shit get rolling, that shit gonna be hard to stop. They gonna like, bro, where did they come from? They all don't know. They everywhere. They taking over. Oh, you'll be.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, shit. Shout it out to the damn Mourners, man. Other teams, salute to Philly, still holding it down. They had to play with seven people the other day. Young bro, Tyrese Maxey dropped 37, damn near 40. They're holding it down. Boston, Jaylen Brown. We told you about Jaylen Brown. He the Don. I call him Jaylen the Don Brown, bro. And motherfucking JT, still a figure out here, the bigger figure.
Out here doing numbers,
posing them motherfuckers. JT be posing them,
pose, and pose, pose, photo shoot.
Katamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamashamasham
Gucci.
They're going wild.
All that bullshit.
Indiana Pacers still top three. Like, they might be what I thought.
Big Cat LaFleur. We don't fight 50. You got me going a little bit, man.
Is you rolling? Is you rolling?
Bitch, I might be. Yeah. Let's get back on track.
Yeah.
Depot coming around this shit. He's steady. He might, by the time the season finish, you might be like, damn, Depot back. Like, y'all be calling for people head. This motherfucking knee, like, thigh exploded and kneecap popped out of space. Like, y'all be acting like, just because they athletes, they robots, bro. Motherfuckers got to heal, bro. People be done with people too quick, man. I'm tired of the shit like that. Give them time, bro. I can't even get 2-3 years when my fucking leg popped, exploded and shit, bro.
It's just so- man, let me get right, man. Yeah, shit.
Man. It's a lot of shit happening. A lot of fun shit in the NBA. Like,
trust the process. Man.
Shout out to them because they up. Doc Rivers got shit popping.
Like I said, man, the NBA, the last episode was called the NBA is kind of whack because it was kind of whack. It wasn't shit popping. I said it. I'll say it again. It was whack when shit was happening. It was like three games or some shit to me that play. Like, none of this shit matter right now, man. We know what's going to happen. Shit, and then, matter of fact, we got a couple. Stop disrespecting Luka. Trill. He damn near one of my favorite players now, bro. I ain't even going to lie to you. What you about to say?
Okay, so you picking Luke? You picking Luca? You picking Luca over figuring all them two?
Don't do me like that, cause you know.
No, you gotta answer that shit. So you picking Luca? So you picking Luca over figuring?
Nah, I ain't doing that.
Okay then, shit, man. I don't want to hear about it.
But he right there with them though. He the cocaine cowboy, man. He got a nickname too. I gave him. That's it, legendary. The cocaine cowboy, man.
Yeah, man, that's gonna be on the jersey.
Cocaine cowboy, Luka's still doing Luka shit, man. Like I'm fucking with his game though. You need to put some respect on this shit. You feel me? You still fucking around? Hey, your bro is going. He doing this shit though. I'm gonna say going crazy. You have to temper that shit, motherfucking Michael Porter. He doing this shit. He looking like a like I said, tall ass Danny Granger still looking good.
He is way better than two.
This is only his first real season right now. He putting up some cool numbers and shit.
He gonna get better.
Yeah, of course. He just doing his thing, man. I think he was like averaging like 20 real quick, bro. He was up to 20. I seen some shit the other day. I was like, okay, bro, keep it popping, Michael Porter. I feel it. Keep
Michael Porter.
Yeah, he's still scoring. I doubt he's defending though. You know that motherfucker.
Yeah, he a little shaky. I mean, no, a lot of shaky.
Correct yourself before you wreck yourself, man.
Yeah, he a lot of shaky, man.
Shaky warrior. Yeah, what's it you talking about? We got over to Denver and shit, because I was thinking about your young KD's motherfucking Joker. Like I said, the thing ain't the Joker, bro. That's Jody Breeze, blood. That motherfucker cold, man. He a cold Mac, man. Say he ain't Jody Breeze, bro. Breeze, blood.
Yeah,
man, I gotta start getting. People gotta hear me with these nicknames, because I be killing that shit, though. Trey, you be coming.
Oh, don't even worry about it. They're
gonna be
hear
like,
about these names.
Motherfuckers gonna be hitting
me up. All this new edition woo-wop gear, man. Don't even worry about it.
They calling motherfucking Jamal Murray the Blue Arrow and shit. That shit like weak. What you heard what I came with, the Mile High Marksman. He blasting shit. Pew, pew, pew. Y'all ain't fucking with me. I do this motherfucking wordplay shit. You understand me? You feel me? 25. Jody Breeze on some triple double shit. Jokic definitely one of my favorite players right now, for sure. He's gangster.
He is
25, 11, and 11, bro. He a center, bro. He is, bro.
Doing it out here, really putting up numbers. Real numbers. It ain't no fake. This ain't
no
fake.
Fugazi.
These are real numbers.
Motherfucker.
These is real authentic numbers. This ain't no play. They ain't doctoring shit up. Damn. No, none of that. You can go watch
Talk
the game
to
yourself.
Him.
Man, you can go watch the game yourself and watch some shit. Don't even watch the highlights. Just watch the full game, because you're gonna see poetry out there.
He be posing motherfuckers too though. He be like,
yeah.
Drop that bitch off. I ain't need her no more. Ooh, Jody Breeze, Mackin.
I didn't need it no more, for real. Burner, that's exactly how you. I'm dropping shit off.
44% from three, bro. Stop fucking with bro. Even if it dropped down to 40%, bro, he's a sender. Like, he doing it all.
Right, because you got to think about this. He a sender. He ain't even supposed to be having no percentage out there.
He 60% from the field, too, damn near, bro. And he hitting bro, he giving everything, bro. He was kicking my ass, too, in 2K, too. Like, I was like, yeah, it's Jody Breeze, though. It's all good. I'm fucking doing some gangster.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Jody Breeze, man. I can't wait for that 2K card.
Yeah, man. That shit probably knocking. Knocking to it, then, shit. They ain't.
Because last year I had him as a glitch. I had him as a point guard. I had him at the point guard. Wasn't nobody fucking with me. I had him at the point guard position, because he was just doing all types of shit.
Man, yeah. I think we covered everything. Oh, I think a game got postponed. Like, we talking about shit that's happening, but this COVID still is kind of fucking with the league. They making pivots and detours and shit, trying to keep shit popping. So a lot of shit happening. Motherfucking shit. I know we ain't missing the Lakers. We ain't got to. We already know what Bron like. We know what
they seven. They seven. They doing their thing. They steamroll. They are who they are.
People, I don't know if anybody listening, to Laker fan, like, man, they don't never be talking about the Lakers even when it's time. We talk because we already know what's time with bro. We know what time it is with Bron, bro. We ain't
got to. Like, it's like we always be saying, man, shout out to Pussy T. If you know, you know, you should know by now. He would do more than get it done. He damn near putting out a blueprint for motherfuckers. He put out his own blueprint and shit, man. He getting it in. We was just missing that other teams that's just coming around, getting shit popping and shit. And shit that kind of really matters. So we know what LeBron do. We've been watching that motherfucker for shit. The last decade doing damage. Like we said, he was doing damage.
Right.
Decimating shit. Akron Hammer, you feel me?
The Akron Hammer. I like that name, too.
Over there, smacking shit. But then, I mean, shit, man. I don't know. Salute to them. It's been great watching this NBA season this last week. Now it's feeling like some basketball really being played. Like, looking at a record and seeing, like, 2-1, it's like, ain't shit happening yet. I said the NBA was back, and it's kind of whack. That was the kind of the real truth. That's what I titled it, because it was the truth.
But now it's gonna keep heating up.
As shit go on, people coming back, shit, motherfuckers, shit happening. There's already rumors reporting that Atlanta Hawks got friction between Trae Young and John Collins. So you know shit gonna be happening. Like I said, the Marvin Bagley and De'Aaron Fox, we'll see what happened with that shit. James Harden, I don't know if he's still on trade watch.
Yeah, well, they was talking about something for the 76ers, but then they were saying, well, should they even touch that deal or some shit
probably
like that?
Probably not, man.
But that's all media.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. The young team still, people still kind of worried about Zion, which I am too. Like, bro, you got to cut that some of that weight down, bro. You got to lose about 15 to 20, bro. You not looking. You dunking and shit, but you ain't also looking at this Duke highlights and the other day. I was like, he got to do something, bro.
I don't know, but maybe that's just him. Maybe he just thick like that. No homo.
You made it homo by saying no homo. But it's okay if you want to be homo. We don't care, but you know how we do. Yeah. Then, there's some shit going on. Like, some shit starting to really pop and move. Shit shaking up, happening, starting to really feel good. I was like, man, that was NBA. I'm liking this shit now. Yeah, shit. Teams got to fight to get their spot back. Like I said, Houston Rockets and the Denver Nuggets, we had them in the playoffs. They're not in the playoff picture right now. And some of the teams that's in the playoff picture right now, it might be hard to get them out of the way. So they're going to have to Denver and Houston. If y'all want to make it in the playoffs, y'all need to start making y'all push yesterday on some real shit. Because San Antonio up in the race. They in the eighth right now. We didn't have them like that. And then Phoenix, who I had, was like one of the bottom teams. They already in that one spot. And they're a young team, so they can maybe hold that spot. So motherfuckers better get in the gear.
But man, everybody better get a different stride. But we ain't really going to know until after All-Star. You know, that's when everybody get into their real stride. So everybody will be playing. It'll be enough basketball being played. Enough to every to where everybody's in rhythm, and then we're gonna see real basketball.
Yeah, sir. We're gonna see some real deal shit. It's some real basketball starting right now. It's that motherfucking them, they just hooping right now. No fans to say shit. Motherfuckers is getting toned in and shit. They just real life, just gangsta hooping walking, man.
Right. Yeah, and you know what? And I'm kind of glad. I ain't glad. I can't wait till they bring the fans back, but. I'm glad that, you know, everybody that's out there, you really seeing the art form of hooping. Mm-hmm. They out there really hooping. You ain't seeing no bullshit. You know, they out there making plays, everybody getting hyped. You know, you even seeing people that, you know, probably ain't really been playing like that. Getting they shine on. So, you know, just
that's another thing about that the COVID, like some motherfuckers that ain't got to play, they got to play now. Like, oh shit, you can do that? I ain't know. What? I been can do that shit. Well, you wasn't playing. Now you can play some more now.
Right?
Now you can play some more now. You can play some more now, bro. I ain't know you can do that shit. Get on the court.
Yeah.
Well, man, but thank y'all for continuing listening in to us and
Man, thank you.
Even
thank
comments is very, like Deuce said, being inspired. You inspired me by seeing that comment. Because I was like, man, bro, like this shit cool and shit. But it's like,
and it's fun. We're going to keep doing that shit. But seeing that extra shit make you like, yeah, I can't wait to record today.
It helps bring even better content. So, man, like Trill always says, like, subscribe wherever you are. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Breaker, all that other shit that we don't know about. Thank y'all for the support. Motherfucking that's stateside up in Canada and up international, man. We appreciate all y'all love. We ain't forgot about you, Germany and Ireland.
Oh, we got a new one too. I just forgot who they is. We got a new one.
All right, we'll set you up the next time, man. But we appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for the love and support. We're going to keep providing y'all with this motherfucking excellent, high-grade content.
We do it our way because we from the Bay. And like we've been said it before, when you're in the Bay, you do things a little different, man.
You feel me?
There it is. Woo-wop podcast. Oh, you'll be there.
Woo!